This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, November 9, written by Ron Vanderwell. Connecting in a Crisis. From John 15. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Crises can be tough. In the fog of a crisis, it can be hard to see anything good that God might be doing. Whether your finances are at risk through a job loss, or you have a relationship that's threatening to implode, or you're experiencing some other devastating event, it's heartbreaking to see your world turned upside down. Eventually, you wonder whether God might be punishing you for something. But the fact is, we often seek to connect with God in our crises in ways that we wouldn't ordinarily consider. One rumor of layoffs or one unexplained result on a medical test can change everything. Suddenly, life isn't about you anymore. It's about God. A major crisis can persuade us to negotiate anything with God. Is that really so bad? Obviously, suffering is painful. But Jesus' point in John 15 is that the only way we can thrive in life is by being naturally connected to Him, like branches to a vine. That means our lives will be far richer connected to Him in a crisis than if we are drifting off on our own. The point is not that crises aren't bad. It's that being connected to Jesus Christ is good. Sometimes God uses the blinding fog of a crisis to help us find Him. Has He ever done that with you?
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.